Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podular cast with me, James Welsh.
I'm swallowing. And me, Robert Welsh.
Yeah, James! So listen, we've got a bit of a topsy-turvy episode.
It's upside down, it's all inside. Around. Jumping off the ceiling.
But we'll talk about that when we talk about it. You okay?
Yes, you?
Yeah, I'm just really tired. I feel like this is a busy week for us because we've, for some reason, decided to put everything in one week.
We are doing everything this week.
Before
not only
Wednesday.
In work. Yeah. Oh, excuse me, I had a Coke. Not only me.
Yeah, but me.
Not only work, but other things.
What else are you doing?
I booked in my car to get an MOT.
Finally.
And service.
Finally.
At the same time, I booked for my grass to be sorted out.
Yeah.
On the same day, same time.
Mm-hmm.
Recording this.
Yes.
We have a very nice recording coming up.
Yes.
A very exciting recording coming up. So we've booked a lot in, but it's fun. It's exciting. It's keeping us on our toes.
Yeah, we'll cry, but it'll be fine.
It's keeping us young.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's keeping us young.
Sorry, I don't know what's happened.
Do you want to have another sip of your zero sugar Coca-Colas?
It's like the syrup's caught in my throat, but only the syrup.
This is why I like Pepsi Max and not Coke
No, I
Zero.
Don't get me wrong. I love Pepsi Max.
So where is it then?
They didn't have it.
If you love Pepsi Max, why is there no
They didn't
names?
Have it on Deliveroo.
Actually, I remember when me and my partner Rob were like addicted to Pepsi Max, we would struggle to find it sometimes.
It's difficult because it's so popular.
Robert, unprecedented times.
Yes,
cool for
it
unprecedented
has been.
Questions.
So in the UK, it's officially been.
Oh, I was going to ask what you think. What you
oh, I'm
first,
sorry.
We'll
go ahead. We'll talk about that.
Well, I don't know now.
No.
I want to know what you've been loving this week, but I don't want it to be beauty related.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't even begun to thought about this.
We didn't even decide this just now.
Maybe it's this right next to me.
What the fuck is that?
So listen, when I, for my birthday, I got loads of Amazon vouchers, which is like so perfect for me.
Yeah.
And when I worked in... What was that?
I burped. Sorry, within
Why
myself.
Why was it? It sounded like it was coming from a tin.
Yeah, because I do it within myself. Oh. I don't let it out. It's polite.
Yeah. when I worked for Mac, right, we used to clean with air in a can.
Yes.
And it was, so you didn't have to touch anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the dust would go everywhere, but so be it, leave open a window. So right. I got this remote control, hold it in your hand. I'll just make it.
Oh, it looks like a gun.
It's like a backwards Hoover. It blows out air, and I've been dusting with it all morning, and I couldn't be happier. You know, sometimes you just don't want to touch things.
Yeah.
And I dusted those artificial plants. It was like a sandstorm coming off them.
Oh, where's the dust gone now?
Oh, out the window.
Out the window. Mm. Okay, cool. Onto your front.
How about you? What do you believe in?
Oh.
I have no time. How about you?
Yeah.
I don't want to discuss it.
Don't talk about it. Do you know what I've actually been really loving, and we've talked about this before, is Etsy. And I know that's a really boring answer, but I've been non-stop browsing on it. I bought, like, because I'm shit at organising stuff. Oh my God. See, Pepsi Max wouldn't explode like that. I bought a weekly schedule, diary off there, a binder. What else have I bought? Lights. I'm just shopping on Etsy instead of Amazon or like Ooh. Or like website.
Maybe I should have got a homemade dust blower. Yeah.
Well, maybe someone can knit a cover for it or something. You could buy that off Etsy, you know.
No, I love Etsy.
Yeah, I feel like when you think of Etsy, you think, oh, wooden signs,
homemade,
and,
knitted dust cleaner covers.
You know?
But no, you can find things in there, like vintage things. I bought some vintage records from there recently.
Ooh.
It's like eBay, but I feel like it respects me more.
Yeah, it's cleaner.
I feel like eBay is gonna hate me.
Do you know what it is about eBay that I
everything's
really dislike?
Fake.
Everything's fake.
Yeah.
They've not updated their website for what feels like a century.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's just so old-fashioned and like, just copy Amazon's layout.
It looks like, it doesn't look like a website. It looks like the HTML ready to go on the website.
It does. But then I think we know eBay as a secondhand auctioning website.
Yeah.
Because that's what it, and now you can actually, there's stores on there, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't choose to sell one. I would choose Etsy.
You know what? It's our problem, not eBay's.
Yeah, yeah. No, so, you're probably right.
Support small businesses. As of today, as we're recording this, so this is Tuesday.
The 23rd of March.
23rd of March, so we're recording very last minute.
Yes, we are.
This podcast will release tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So yesterday, it was a year anniversary of the first UK lockdown.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? How are we celebrating?
It feels like 8 years already.
It feels... do you remember when it first started and we were terrified to go out and buy anything?
When it first started, first of all, I was like, done by May.
Mm-hmm.
We'll all be, everyone will be fine. Everyone needs to calm down. Mm-hmm. But yes, I was, we would go to like the shop, one of us,
mm-hmm.
and we'll come back and we'll spray paint. Spray paint?
Spray paint. Spray paint. <you bought.
laughs> Spray paint or things. No, like Dettol spray.
Yeah,
everything. Bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like, I know it's,
Each slice.
I know it's fresh from the... from a bakery, but we did that once. You know when you go to the, like the bakery part of a shop, and it's bread. It's like bread, but it's like the bag with holes in.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, spray it with death. So we had to throw that away. But then also we were doing it with packages, so. And you don't realise that Dettol can strip ink from things.
Yeah.
So you'll be like holding a pack of Pringles and all the red will be coming off.
So we didn't do that.
Oh, we had to.
We were with everything else, but we for some we didn't sanitize or wash something.
Yeah. So if you can hear rustling in the background, it's me moisturizing my
dry
hands.
We are both going to apply hand cream.
It's not me rubbing a plank of wood. It's just my hands.
Isn't you sanding down your belongings?
We went in the city centre, so we were sanitizing our shoes and walked
God,
in the house.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Absolutely, 100%. Because I was playing Animal Crossing in that flat, in that apartment.
In Southampton?
In Southampton.
No.
Yeah.
You moved during a panorama.
Yeah, it was so easy.
Oh, really?
It was so much easier than it usually is.
Why?
Our contract was coming to an end.
Yeah.
And we needed more room.
Yeah.
And we needed
why did he move? Why was it easier?
Oh, just because everyone was like, oh, don't worry about seeing us. Don't worry about coming here and coming here. We viewed this place once and it was fine. It was done and then we moved in.
Oh, perfect.
And we moved in with, it was just easy.
Yeah.
It was like we moved in within a whole, just a day, it was done.
Yeah. Oh,
so my partner's friend went shopping today, and she was just walking around the supermarket, and then they made an announcement. They were like, "We are having a moment's silence because today marks the day that we first went into lockdown."
Yeah.
Which I think is a bit weird.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it to be a minute's silence for like those who have died and?
Oh.
What did you think it was for?
To celebrate. To be like, oh, we all went into lockdown this day. That's minute silence.
No, that's not usually what like a minute silence is. You know, like on like Poppy Day.
Yeah, I get that. Like, of course.
Yeah.
But I thought it was for the thing.
Unfortunately, no. Anyway, continue the story.
That's it.
Oh, you didn't realise, okay.
Yeah, I was like, what a weird thing to celebrate.
Yeah.
No. Not that a minute silence ever celebration, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's not what it was for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you're aware of that.
So what
now.
Are we talking about? What's
so
happening?
I feel like skincare's had a boom over lockdown.
Yeah.
Because people care about that more.
That's
now.
Facts.
Part of,
that's an actual fact.
Sales
I was on the radio here in the UK.
He keeps going on the radio. It's so weird.
I keep being us. But it was with the CEO of Cult Beauty. And it was talking about how much skincare sales have gone up and makeup has gone down. Mm. But also clothing had gone down. Also, oh, really? Yeah, but there was a rise in things like pajamas and joggers, lounge and things, wear, sweats, leisure. Yeah, leisure, sports.
See,
leisure.
I would have thought people would have been buying clothing out of pure hopefulness.
I don't know, because you buy something and you're like, well, where am I going to wear that?
Well, see, it's different for us because we buy stuff. We buy top halves. And yes, like, yeah,
that's
true. It.
But that's all I've been buying.
Oh, yeah.
I go to like a sale trousers. And I'm like, right, what can I buy that's black and yeah. I can wear on camera?
Yeah, it looks decent from the shoulders up. Yeah. But yeah, so I think it'd be interesting to talk about how our grooming, skincare, makeup practices, lifestyle in general has just... Please stop doing that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you can't see it. How it's changed.
Yes, good thinking.
Yeah,
James.
And how you... Oh, thank you. What else did we say in the text earlier?
Let me look.
Have a look.
I think that was it. What's that?
Yeah, because I think... And just generally, like, how... And how do you think things are going to go once lockdown is over? We say over in Oma, in quotations. Because you say that makeup has gone down, right?
Yeah, well, sales, yeah.
Sales has gone down. And skincare has gone up. And I feel like people will keep a lot of their skincare practices.
Yes.
But do you think there's going to be, once we have a date, right, clubs are open, you can go to the cinema, you can go to a restaurant, there's got to be like a sudden boom in everything, right? ASOS is going to be, you know.
I think it can go one of two ways. Mm. And I feel like here in the UK, we really dress up to go out.
Oh, too much.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, I mean, yeah, it's nice. It's nice to dress up, whatever.
Think, yeah.
But do you think there's a point now where everyone's like, you know what? We've been really super casual for a year. What is everyone's now version of dressing up? Jeans?
I mean, I put on a pair of jeans 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, where am I going? Who do I think I am?
Yeah, you feel like you're going to a wedding.
Yeah. Too smart.
Yeah.
But I cannot wait to overly dress up just to go out somewhere.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I want to do it, but and then I also think, don't want to go out at the same time.
No, here's the deal. I think a lot of people have been caring for their skin because there's been... there's always been a way, but I think we've all been grouped in, we've all been experiencing the same thing, stress from lockdown and all the things that come with it, people losing their jobs, people having to work in stressful conditions.
Change of diet,
maskne, are they calling it?
Maskne, yeah.
All this other stuff, being stuck inside a house all the time, if you have air conditioning, heating, we've all kind of like had different experiences that maybe we might have not had to deal with before.
Yeah, I feel like people have got to learn about their skin a lot more.
I think that's what people have been doing.
That's what they've
been
doing.
I think that's why sales have gone up, there's been like a trend on social media of skincare.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it would have happened if it wasn't.
I don't think it would have, and I'm so glad it's happened because I said this before. Like, I think I was one of the only people for a long time that talked purely about skincare on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I think that like me, Hiram, and Susan Yara were probably the only people that spoke specifically really just about skincare.
Right.
And now there's like skin, it's got a term now, skinfluencers, which is amazing. It's good to see an actual community.
Yeah.
Well, there was like people on Twitter, but that's a very different as far as age goes, I feel. And I think people are genuinely interested because I've seen a lot of people discussing how one of their goals that they set themselves, along with, you know, like doing a workout every day, is to be foundation free once
which I think
comes.
Is and you know what there's been I mean, we knew this was a predictable trend anyway before even corona and lockdown was natural in quotes beauty coming back. This is really doing me wrong, this coke.
It's not doing you very well. Not doing right by
it's
you.
Not doing right by me. I'm not gonna stand by it. So it was a predictable trend, but I feel like it's gone like extremely that way.
Well, do you know what I think it was as well? Is when lockdown first started, all these brands saw it as an instant marketing opportunity to be like, spa at home.
Yeah, you're a spa.
You're a whole spa.
You don't need to go.
Yeah, for some reason, here's a clay mask and some popcorn for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't quite make sense. But I feel like a lot of people, like you say, took that opportunity to be like, well, now I've got time to look after myself.
Exactly.
Where I, you know, it could be whilst I'm working because no one's seeing me.
Yeah.
So, and then I think people just got used to it and kind of, I think found it genuinely interesting. I don't think people knew there was so much to skincare.
Skincare is a science, and it's not as simple as wash on, wash off with makeup. So I think I think that's exactly it. What was I going to say?
God knows.
So here's the deal, though. So talking about going out and being like, are we going to have like this boom in like sales? It's the trend at the moment. If we're talking about 5 or 6 months' time, when everyone apparently is going to be vaccinated.
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
That's mean. then the trend is going to be natural skin. When I started doing YouTube, I was very much anti the online techniques because they didn't look real. Online and in real life.
Online techniques of making loads and loads.
Yeah, natural. Like, okay. I like full coverage. Mm. I don't get me wrong, I love full coverage. But you can get full coverage without going so excessive. So I was against that excessive use. And now it's kind of a trend to use less makeup. And now everyone appreciates my advice a little bit more. Whereas before, it was like, you can't tell us what to do. Yeah. So I've noticed a difference that way. Did I just lean on a keypad? No. So I've noticed a difference with that is people are a little bit more like, oh my God, this is a technique. So that's really good. But going out, I think the trend will be natural. Natural lift to the face, which everyone is doing. There's no more... Of course, there's a whole, like, loads of makeup. I don't know.
It's just like, I feel like... I think there's going to be a lot of, not sympathy as well, but I think everyone, we've all been in the exact same situation to the point where none of us have had our hair cut. None of us have been able to go get our eyebrows done.
Right, like hair people haven't coloured, got
their nails done, exactly. So I think there's going to be like a bit of sympathy where when it comes to it, everyone's going to be not more forgiving, but less judgmental.
Yes.
I think a lot of
people were.
And going back to skin, I think a lot of people actually appreciate.
Yeah, good skin.
Good, like real good, looking
real,
skin.
Real.
And let's not say real looking skin isn't good skin. Yeah, no, but, you know, like just whatever your texture tone may be, I think people appreciate that more.
I agree. I think so. And I think maybe some things that we did find necessary before may not be so necessary now.
Like, Excessive fake eyelashes.
But also like you said, you put on a pair of jeans and you're like, oh my fucking God, this is too much.
Yeah, yeah.
So like maybe you put on those lashes that you used to wear all the time. Maybe you go and get lash extensions and you're like, oh shit, this is too
much. Yeah, I wonder if people are going to be like,
Let us know if between lockdowns you did something before, then didn't do that before, and then now you don't like it like before.
You're very good at explaining things.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So let us know.
Let us know.
But yeah, I do wonder, like, to the extent of glam.
Glam.
I think people just really just want to sit in people's gardens, have a fucking barbecue.
I just want to sit in someone's garden.
I just want to go to mum and dad's and sit in the garden. Let the dogs frighten each other.
I feel like as well, I'm looking outside and it's really light and I feel like I'm withering away. Mm. But I feel like I might appreciate it a little bit more this year. You know what I mean?
I think so. You know what we I mean? We don't like summer at all.
No.
You know.
But here's talking about what we were going to talk about. I feel like I've gone the opposite way.
How do you mean?
With caring for myself.
In what sense?
In the sense that my skin routine isn't as strict as it maybe should be.
Has it ever been? Have you ever had a shit routine?
I think before I was like, you know what? People are gonna see me. So if I get a spot, immediately it's a pimple patch. Mm. Whereas now I'm like,
oh yeah.
Like who's gonna see me? You?
Yeah.
You and you know, people on camera. I can cover it with makeup on camera. Yeah.
It goes back to like people cutting their own hair. Like no one really gives a shit because who's gonna see
it? I cut my own hair, didn't touch the back. Well, I did touch the back and it went really wrong, but no one was gonna see the back of my head apart from who? You?
Yeah.
You and the post person.
No, but I think that's really interesting. I think that's like, and I think I do think hope there's going to be an appreciation more for the beauty industry.
Yeah,
obviously, so many other industries, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about it's a beauty podcast. Talking about the beauty industry in the sense that, like how much do you miss your fucking hairdresser?
Oh,
like
so
how
much
do you? I just want to go get injected in my nose. So, I mean, like, I think there's got to be an appreciation. Robert's drinking an old Coke out in the fridge.
I wanted to put my straw in the old Coke can because I don't use a straw anymore.
Okay,
go on. I know. I miss the people that used to cut my hair. Mm-hmm. Injectables. Mm-hmm. What else? What else do people do?
I used to go get my eyebrows laminated all the time.
Eyebrows laminated all the time.
But you know, it's just like, I hope we have a more of appreciation. I hope everyone gets back in there and supports the people that they used to see on a monthly basis, yeah. You know? Because even though, you know, like, lash extensions, some people might find it a bit excessive now, you know? Some I think it'll be nice to just get back to normal. I mean,
you don't have to go cray-cray.
How have you noticed? Because we've talked about this, like, people aren't going out.
Right.
And I feel like, unless you really enjoy makeup as an artistic technique, you're not going to be sat at home doing your makeup for nothing, right? Or have you been?
Absolutely. 100% people have been doing their makeup for themselves, to practice, to feel a little bit better.
Well, that's
it was
the
suggested.
Thing. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
It was suggested in on the news and things like that, because, you know, what else are you going to report during a lockdown? Yeah. They're like, it's been said that you should do your makeup. They were like, carry on doing your work routine.
This.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like, like you would normally. So people like, get up, get dressed,
but
put on makeup.
Has,
you know, like...
whoever being sat at home playing with a new palette, like in the ways they used to before they used to go out,
even more so. I think because people do it now to practice, we have so much spare time, right? Even if we were, if we're working from home, again, you could be sitting at home in a face mask, unless you have Zoom meetings all day, but you have more time and people are getting into more things. I've had more messages in this period of time than ever about people being like, I've been practicing makeup, I've been doing this, I'm using my lockdown time to perfect my makeup and all this other stuff. And people are just sitting at home doing a full face of makeup so they can practice or along with a video, and then just being like, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point. Did you say makeup has sales have shot up?
Gone down.
Gone down, right. Okay. So this is why I'm wondering if you're lying.
No. But then there's a few things about people had makeup already.
Makeup existed.
Makeup existed before. And people were into it. And makeup was already extremely popular before, wasn't it?
I like, wonder if there's been a difference in sales of makeup.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Cup launches. Have people be like, you know what, what am I going to do with that right now?
And people have to be more aware of what they're doing with their money.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't excuse, like, a $50 or £50
palette
if you've just lost your job, or if your partner's lost your job, or maybe your kids are at home now and you have to do homeschooling. There's no point if you're not going to have time to use it.
Yeah.
And I think people are doing that as well. It's like, what's the point if I'm not going to use it? Let me just use the makeup I had before.
Yeah.
And get through it.
And I wonder how many people put off launches during...
Mm-hmm. But then it's things like your necessary in quotes, products, mascara. How often do you need mascara compared to how often you needed it before? Your lipstick, your foundation, your deodorant, you know?
What were we talking about?
How often did you need are you using it? Because there's no way you're running through a mascara as much as you did
as
before.
You used to,
unless you're wearing it every day, then of course. But for those people who don't want to wear their makeup every day, why would you? Why would you be like, oh, let me hurry out and get my mascara?
I wonder realistically how many people, because like you said, it was recommended to be like, get up, have your breakfast, get ready for work, do your makeup, hair, whatever you do, sit at your desk. I wonder how long that lasted for. I wonder how many people like, you know,
getting
what,
ready for work now for me. It used to be put on jeans and feel like you're doing something. Now it's like, do I have a clean pair of joggers?
Yeah, like what's on the floor?
And maybe I'll wear socks. Yeah, and maybe I will do my hair today. But now is getting ready and looking like, okay, I'm wearing trainers now.
Yeah, Rose wearing some trainers.
Because I'm like, you know what? Get moving.
Them.
No, don't buy these exact
It's
ones.
Fine. All my shoes go. I wear the same pair of shoes.
James, no, please.
Whenever I go out.
No, please.
Yes. They'll be on display in no time.
These are mine.
Mm, we'll see.
There's different colours. Don't get my black, please. Please.
We'll see.
Two, please.
No, okay, go on, because I have a few t-shirts.
Ooh, you just wear driving plimsolls anyway.
I do wear my driving I can never drive in these. No. I do need some more driving plimsolls, actually.
Here's a question. Yeah. So we mentioned maskne, right? It's right. Like a new thing that was created because of COVID.
2021. Wait, was that the year?
No, 2020.
2020. Oh, shit. God, it has been a long time.
Yeah.
What? I feel like this year's been a year already.
It has. Okay. What?
Mathematics and all.
Mathematics and I think that's, like, interesting, because I posted on Twitter yesterday, like, who's going to carry on wearing their mask?
I will. Right?
I will. Yeah. If I'm feeling sick or I'm going somewhere packed, what coronavirus and COVID?
COVID.
COVID or COVID?
COVID.
Yeah, I hate when people say COVID.
Where is this COVID?
The news.
No, stop.
They do. It's like how Boris Johnson pronounces restaurant, like, restaurant.
Restaurant. And
that's the only thing he says of an accent.
It's because it's trying to be a culture.
Culture, yeah. But he won't say cafe in a French accent.
Yeah.
I wonder how, depending on how many people are still going to wear their masks, which I will, because I bought some really fucking nice ones.
I know.
Now. Yeah. COVID has reminded me of how easily transmittable the fuck, like,
don't
even
get
the common cold is.
Have you even thought about when you go out somewhere, how many things you touch?
Don't even.
Before
honestly,
that, we used to live in London and get the tube, press buttons, hold onto rails.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Now, going on the tube,
no.
Going on the central line at 4:30.
And then holding something and then getting home, touching everything.
Have you ever ate on the tube?
I've eaten on the tube.
I've eaten on the tube.
No, I've had a drink on the tube. I wouldn't dare
I
eat
had chicken
in public.
Nuggets on the tube.
Yeah.
When I was very drunk.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. And now
but
it just makes
it's
feel
just
ill.
Things like it makes me. It's like how disgusting
in
were
a
we
club.
Before?
Ooh,
even though it was just normal scream. Life. It was just normal See, life.
Yeah, it was. But it makes you remember. Like, that's like. People in the replies were like, well, you know, this is commonplace in, like, Japan and Korea.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, because they have fucking common sense. And I feel like that's, like, now what we should be doing.
I think I will. Like, I'm not gonna panic if I don't take out my mask.
Yeah.
But if I'm going, like you said, if I feel sick or if I'm not feeling very well or if I'm going somewhere maybe food shopping, then I'll, not that I do food shopping.
So a few trends that have come from maskne is things like mask sprays, right? And it's usually got like tea tree or salicylic acid in to help fight against maskne, right? So the rubbing.
How
also
true?
Like
how does it work?
It's true. Yeah. Things like hydrocolloid patches to stop the rubbing. What else was there? These little plastic things which are amazing. Get them on Amazon. That you put in your mask and it props it up. So you can still keep it tight around your nose. But I got a packet. So I wonder, depending on how many people where it is still going to be wearing masks, how long these maskne dedicated products are going to last. So how long are we talking about? How long brands are able
if
to benefit
If people don't
from
have
it?
To wear them for a long time,
they're not going to.
They're not going to.
Well, so that's a trend that's come out of skincare. Has there been massive trends, changes within makeup because of masks, other than like, these are non-smudgeable lipsticks?
Literally that. It's been things like, this is how you wear makeup under a mask. Mm. And loads of people have been asking me like, Robert, how would you wear makeup under a mask? I've never done it. I've never had to do it, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
If to me, if something is touching and rubbing on your face, then of course. But people are being putting a layer of powder in the mask, but that really defeats the purpose. Like, you're going to breathe that in. It's not going to be very good.
Yeah.
We just have to deal with the fact that, you know, when it did, you know, first kick in that we all had to wear masks, people... Makeup trends change every week, and sometimes they're really stupid, sometimes they're really good. But people are doing things like makeup for masks and just not doing the bottom half of their face.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, so you're doing your makeup, but you know.
I wonder if that's another reason why no foundation has taken off.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like you said, it was going in that
when
direction.
When do you need it? And there's a lot of people that don't use foundation on their forehead because they don't need it. So why, like, there's no point.
Yeah.
Literally, what's the point? Like, I wear a mask and think, oh, I don't need to dress nicely.
Yeah.
Because no one's seeing
this
me.
This is, I don't know if this is horrible to say, but one thing I'm glad that has come out of this is masks.
Yeah, same.
I think they look great.
I think they look good. I think they're practical. I think they're safe.
Yeah.
I think they're a good antisocial barrier.
Yeah.
Imagine a mask and a pair of sunglasses. Don't talk to me, Ivan.
Yeah.
You know?
I want one that says, like, Von Bitch on it.
Gucky.
Yeah, Gucky. Channel. Yeah, it is. And I'm looking forward to it still being a part of every... I really like it. I don't get anti-maskers. I get that, like, oh, our freedom. I'm like, whatever, you're allowed guns. Shut the fuck up. I can't wait to be, like, in an outfit and picking my mask. Yeah. And buying more. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still buying them. We have a rough date in the UK, and it sounds like we're on track to when we can go out in clubs and shit like that.
Oh, when's that? Oh, I can't remember. It scares me. Like, that filled me with fear.
I've got a hen do in October. Ugh. I'm terrified. Yeah. But we'll see how it goes. It's one of my very good friends, so...
It's just before, like, seeing a big crowd together in this country is scary.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think it would be before.
No.
And now what? Now what?
Like, when you see people shake hands... I'm not going to shake hands with people.
No, I'm going to present my hand.
Yeah, I'm just going to spin it around their hand. They'll put their hand up for a handshake and they'll just spin my hand around it.
I'll just tap Varys. Yeah. In a very polite way. Nice to meet you.
Bring a kazoo with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because it's interesting to see how many brands have shifted their marketing techniques to go alongside COVID and wearing masks and all this kind of stuff. And I just wonder how much it cost, first of all, to do that, and how long, and I don't know, it's interesting.
I do think about all these companies that have popped, talking about Etsy, that have popped up, and they're making, like, masks and things like that. There was that
crochet mask.
I need to find this creator. She's so incredible. I'm going to try really hard to find out her name before the end of this. And she made face masks that matched the Fenty foundation shades. It was a really, really good idea.
That's such a good idea.
Yeah, and now she has, like, a collaboration with them.
No way!
Yeah, which I think is really, really cool. I thought that was a really good idea.
Although, so when we first exited the first lockdown,
yeah,
and I went to London because I was having some stuff done on my rosacea.
Yeah.
I saw a flesh-coloured face mask for the first time. I shat myself. It was a perfect match to this woman's skin.
Yeah.
Fucking terrifying. Obviously, the horror stuff I listened to, my first thought wasn't, it's a face mask or a scarf. I was like...
It's a wax person.
Or, like, her skin's grown over her mouth, you know? And it was terrifying. But that's a good idea. But I also think it's just another opportunity to accessorize.
Yeah, accessorize.
You know? Are there any products that you've purchased during lockdown related to lockdown in some way that you don't think you would have bought if lockdown hadn't happened that you were just in love with?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you can't even think about your favorite thing you're using that week.
No. You go and I'll see if I have anything.
I think I've just been experimenting more with more treatments and exfoliants because obviously with lockdown I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. No one's seeing me. If my skin fucks up a bit, it fucks up with no issue. So I've been a bit more experimental with that. And I've definitely learned a lot more what my skin can take, what percentage, and what I couldn't. Because to begin with, I didn't want to risk that.
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like a lot of people have been sometimes good and bad experimenting with that too. But yeah, I think I wouldn't have gone as far as I did with like glycolic pills, you know, but they're not gonna make your skin peel off, but glycolic pills and stuff.
But
like
you can risk that what if
I can
kind
risk,
of factor. Yeah, absolutely. For sure. There hasn't really been anything where I've been like, oh, this if only COVID would have done this.
Do you but wear more body glitter now?
I wear more roll-on body shimmer.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think so. I really don't, because I mean, makeup is all the same for me anyway. I would have done exactly what I've been doing now, because none of my videos have necessarily been like COVID.
Oh, we learned how to laminate our own eyebrows. Yeah.
Was that in this time?
In this time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Mine is trousers.
What?
I bought more comfortable trousers. Not just joggers, but jeans. Because I don't feel comfortable in skinny jeans anymore.
Oh, no, me neither. I feel ridiculous. Trousers. And also Gen Z are bullying millennials over skinny jeans.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the younger generation can just be right.
Well, I just want to talk about this really quick. Because I've been exploring TikTok a bit more, and there's this whole Gen Z versus millennial things, right?
Doesn't that happen with every...
Every generation, yeah. But Gen Z are like, to millennials, like, you all love Harry Potter and wear skinny jeans and have middle partings or something. I mean, which is true.
I mean, like, it's true.
I thought as millennials, if anything, we'd be able to take
a joke
and criticism. Yeah. Because our generation, like, our communication is insulting.
Yeah, right? Or is it just us and our friends?
Yeah, it might be. But then the millennials are like, we invented the internet. Like, you have us to thank. It's like,
there's stuff. This is why I'm a little bit wary of TikTok, because I see that a lot. People take it like very seriously.
Oh, they do.
But also there's a whole UK versus US thing going on TikTok, which I stumbled upon. Mm. And people are like, but it's really like unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
Like English people are like, you don't have free healthcare and you know.
And then Americans are like, you're all getting stabbed.
Yeah. It's like... And it's like, guys, can we just not?
Yeah. Every country has their
problems. I love going to America.
I love America.
I love the States. It's like, and us as English people, come on, we love going on a holiday and shouting about, but actually when we're there, we just shout about being British, but like, not me.
A lot of English people go on holiday with their Union Jack vest and ask for food. English breakfast can't stand other food.
But here's the thing, every country is different, and if you're gonna like shout at a country because they, you know, they don't have free healthcare, whatever, like we do, then like, I mean, I didn't even know the political
just don't,
but why
dick.
Why is everything a versus everything?
Yeah.
Like, why do we have to be like, oh, Gen Z versus millennials?
If one of our Gen Z cousins went to me, oh my god, you're like wearing skinny jeans, that's such a millennial thing, I'd be like, oh my god,
but I remember first wearing skinny jeans.
Oh, I remember when they came in
and people were like laughing.
Yeah, like the generation above us,
because
like...
it was flares before bootleg, wasn't it?
Well, flares are back in now.
Unfortunately. That's disgusting.
I did see a funny post that was like to Gen Z, just a warning about flares, and it was a picture of like they're all wet at the bottom and like ripping up.
Here's the thing, isn't it nice to see some like I see sometimes on Twitter like people's outfits, like Gen Z outfits, and I was like, oh my god, that's so much memories. And it's nice to see it because it's like, oh, you look like every
thing though, isn't it? When our parents were like, oh, we had those,
yeah,
we had that.
Yeah,
it's nice to see it being recycled and reinvented in a much more creative way.
Yeah,
do you feel like Gen Z, as far as style goes, are way more inventive and
less
forgiving, what's the word, open-minded about style and fashion?
Let's talk about this, right? And I'm just gonna say this for everyone who's like, Gen Z are awful, or whatever, they're not. When talking about the year that's gone whenever I spoke about on my social media wearing a mask, Black Lives Matter, any kind of political issue, it was never Gen Z in my inbox telling me to shut up.
No, nope.
It was always older.
Boomers,
so let's just think about that, shall we?
Listen, I obviously you're gonna get.
Oh yeah, and that doesn't go for all of them,
of course.
Yeah. Because there's some Gen Z who also think
Listen, millennials aren't cool anymore. That's fine. We're absolutely fine.
Did you think your parents were cool when you were Gen Z age?
No, you didn't.
You were like, let me go and see Pokemon. And they were like, no.
Yeah. You can't see that's for kids. But I think if we relate it back to what we're talking about, obviously TikTok has blown up
over lockdown
because everyone's been at home flicking their arms around. But it's good to see it's good to see
it's so nice to see. Listen, I found that lady's name, Shami Oshun. And it's Rihanna's fave, because, you know, obviously she did the thing. And they were doing, like, a limited time get this face mask. And she's done, like, a really cool design for...
That's so clever. I wonder how she did that. Show me.
Well, that's the one she's done for Rihanna.
Oh,
for
cool.
The limited one. And then the one that she actually...
Oh my god, and there's this awful video of this millennial girl saying, like, I'm proud to be a millennial.
Oh.
My skinny jeans.
That's
awful. Oh, they're cool.
They're cool, aren't they?
Yeah. What are you looking forward to having done the most once lockdown is done and everything's opened again?
Having done or just doing?
Having, beauty-wise, what are you looking
forward to having
done?
My haircut, a real haircut. I've cut my own hair twice.
Yes.
And I only had... Wait, I haven't had my hair cut 4 times over 2 years.
Oh my god.
A year?
No.
Have I?
You might have done.
I guess I haven't been anywhere.
No.
I think I've cut my own hair like 3 times.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want my nose done.
what I'm getting that done when
your nose is every, still there.
I know, it's
your
great. Nose is still in shape. I don't know how it's happened. Mm. But yeah, that I'm just looking forward to not. I'm looking forward to being able to just leave the house without feeling like
you're gonna die.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Or like I'm endangering people. Yeah. Like I could walk to my bin and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah. Like who's around?
Yeah.
This is another thing I was thinking as well. We're all in such a habit now of walking on different sides of the path.
Yeah.
Having this huge gap between walking to people.
Oh, I hope that sticks.
I was going to say, do you think that's going to become like a habit that we all have now?
I hope so. I think people are more aware of their space.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't still, but I think for people will be more aware of it.
Yeah.
But also I think, I don't know, I think people are going to think about it a little bit more and appreciate things. I think people are thinking everyone's going to rush and go on holiday, but I think everyone's like, no, let's just get back to normal life first, things, and kind of see. I feel like it's going to be the same for a while. I don't feel like anyone's going to feel perfectly safe for a while.
Yeah. And that's fine. That's cautious. Oh, yeah. And that's good. Probably the better way to be honest.
Yeah. Listen, we are almost at the end of this whole thing.
What?
COVID.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're nearly there.
Yeah. I just need to hold on to it.
I'm proud to be a
Well, no, I don't even
know.
What I was going to say. Yeah, just power through.
Yeah, wear your mask.
Have you been vaccinated? Let us know.
Have you been vaccinated? Let us know. I can't wait. I can't wait
for mine.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be Microsoft chipping me.
Yeah, follow me around everywhere.
Yeah, listen to my conversation.
Exactly. Let me know if you need my passport. I will send a Microsoft my information.
Here's my PIN number.
If it means I get my vaccine quicker.
Here's my bank details, yeah. If you might, get a free laptop.
How, I mean, can you get access to my dreams? I will allow you to do so.
Have you seen those videos at Replicate?
Yeah.
It is. That's what dreams look like.
Well, get the vaccine.
listen. That's it.
Yeah, that was just talk. We have a really exciting episode next week. And also the week after.
The Psychonics. Oh! We have two planned and good episodes.
Yeah.
Not saying that these weren't good. No, this is great.
This is fine.
But no, we're excited about the next couple.
We are. Yeah, it's going to be very nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Okay.
What was I saying? So listen, if you haven't seen our joint channel, then go ahead and please just search for Welsh Twins on YouTube and I'm sure we will be there.
We are the only people that come up.
We are.
The Welsh Twins.
No. Yeah. Yeah, no, we are. Yeah. I'm so used to cutlery coming up when I search my name.
Oh, are you? I get music. Yeah. There's a James Welsh.
I get bread and knives.
Oh, lucky.
I'm like, oh, that's good.
You love bread.
I love bread.
All right, let's go.
All right. Thank you for joining us. I was about to say
you're
a name.
You're going to say a name then.
I'm being spoken to by spirits. They've gone from my address book. Sarah, if your name's Sarah, thanks for joining
us.
Thank you, Sarah. Have a lovely rest of the week.
Yeah.
And we will see you next Wednesday.
Yeah.
For more of a double clang.
Double fuck us.
I've been Robert Welsh.
I've been James Welsh.
Thank you. Believe in dreams.
Bye.
Stop.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.